I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The World Tennis Authorities have announced an independent review into the effectiveness of anti-corruption practices in the sport. The announcement was made at the Australian Open. It follows an investigation by the BBC and the website BuzzFeed News, which found that 16 players ranked within the top 50 had been repeatedly flagged up to the sport's watchdog, the Tennis Integrity Unit, over suspicions they'd thrown matches. President of the Association of Tennis Professionals, Chris Kermode, said the aim of the investigation was to restore public confidence in the sport.
All of us believe that with everything in the news and the serious allegations that have been thrown at our sport, the last thing anyone wants is another sports body investigating itself, which is why we have taken this very bold step to commission a completely independent review. And the most important point is that we have committed to act on every recommendation.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon of encouraging terrorism after he said it was human nature for the Palestinians to react to occupation. Mr. Ban criticised Israel's plans for new settlements in the West Bank as provocative acts that cast doubt on its commitment to a two-state solution. Nick Bryant has more.
It's Israel's settlement building that's particularly angered the UN Secretary-General and the government's latest decision to approve plans for over 150 new homes in the West Bank, a move that most of the international community regards as illegal or illegitimate. Addressing the UN Security Council, Ban Ki-moon demanded a freeze in settlement activity.
In response, the Israeli Prime Minister said the UN had lost its neutrality a long time ago. The technology giant Apple has reported lower than expected sales of iPhones in the last quarter, thanks in part to the economic slowdown in China. Sales grew at the slowest rate since the device was launched in 2007. Apple's profits, nonetheless, rose for the quarter to more than $18 billion. Rory Coughlan-Jones reports.
At first sight, Apple has delivered another great set of results, with record quarterly profits and revenue. But concerns will centre on sales of the iPhone, the product which has transformed the computer maker into the world's most valuable business. As for the coming months, Apple is forecasting the first fall in revenues since the iPhone's launch. If sales of the product, which accounts for two-thirds of its revenue, have peaked, the pressure to unveil something that can replace it will increase.
The Danish Prime Minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, has defended a controversial new law aimed at deterring refugees as the most misunderstood bill in Denmark's history. The legislation allows government authorities to see valuables worth more than $1,450 from asylum seekers. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. A coalition of Syrian rebel and opposition groups has said it'll decide on Wednesday whether to attend peace talks in Geneva. The coalition, backed by Saudi Arabia, has been pressing for an end to the bombardment and siege of civilian areas before any negotiations with President Assad's government. UN efforts to convene the talks come as Syrian government forces have been making advances on the battlefield with the support of Russian airstrikes. The Greek immigration minister, Ioannis Mouzalassis, has hit back at criticism from other EU members who say Greece is not doing enough to tackle the influx of migrants and refugees. Mr. Mouzalassis told the BBC Belgium had suggested Greece turn back migrant boats, even if that meant more people would drown, and he rejected a proposal that Greece construct large camps for migrants.
The only period of the history in which there were camps for 400,000 prisoners, it was the period of Nazi. And refugees are not prisoners, they have rights. I don't want to be a part of this blame game. Greece wants to be a part of the solution. To act in Europe in a unilateral way, it's something that is not Europe.
Six police officers in the American state of Ohio have lost their jobs as a result of their involvement in the shooting dead of two unarmed African Americans after a high-speed car chase in 2012. Those dismissed include Michael Brello, who fired the final shots of a barrage of 137 rounds, standing on the bonnet of the victim's car. He was acquitted of manslaughter in May. The American character actor Abe Vigoda, who was best known for his role in the 1972 film The Godfather, has died. He was 94. Abe Vigoda's leathery face, sunken eyes, and deadpan delivery helped land him the role of the doomed gangster Salvatore Tessio in The Godfather. BBC News.